Welcome to Telecom Trends USA. I'm Alex, your lead analyst.
And I'm Taylor. Verizon is pulling two levers at once, sweetening its consumer offer and pushing harder into enterprise, while spectrum politics tighten. We'll hit Verizon's new plans and loyalty push, the Senate and rural carriers pressing for conditions on spectrum deals, and Verizon's global private 5G tie-up with Ericsson. Plus, resilience bundles, where Verizon 5G now runs alongside Starlink in active-active mode.
On consumer, multiple reports Tuesday said Verizon launched simpler wireless plans and a new loyalty-style program, with some fees dropped to improve perceived value. Bloomberg framed it as a battle for customers, and Market Screener highlighted new simpler plans and a loyalty program. The rumored pieces included a cash-like rewards currency and more flexible upgrades. The confirmed idea is simplification and rewards to defend the base.
But 3 weeks ago, you said Verizon raised its top-tier plan by $5. Are they walking that back?
They're threading the needle. 3 weeks ago, Verizon hiked Unlimited Ultimate by $5 to lean into premium. Today's move adds a parallel track. Simpler entry points and loyalty benefits to curb churn without broad price cuts. That's ARPU mix management, not retreat, with a test in the next 1 to 2 quarters.
What proves it's working versus just compressing margins?
Two signals. First, migration out of premium into the new plans. Second, how rewards redemptions get used. If redemptions steer customers to device upgrades and home broadband bundles, lifetime value can offset headline ARPU. If promo amortization spikes and premium lines downgrade, that's margin compression.
Reliability still trumps rewards. Last week, Down Detector showed over 8,000 Verizon outage reports by 3:43 p.m. PT, rising past 10,000 minutes later, per GV Wire. Headlines like that chip away at the best network pitch. Loyalty points don't fix dropped calls.
Which is why resilience bundles matter. A managed service from Connected Solutions Group uses Big Leaf's performance layer to run Verizon 5G fixed wireless and Starlink simultaneously. Active-active, with same IP failover and circuit bonding. That directly targets outages and jitter-sensitive apps.
Or it admits single-carrier access isn't enough. Who benefits and who pays?
Distributed enterprises gain measurable uptime. Verizon sells more 5G FWA into business accounts. Starlink sees steadier enterprise utilization. The trade-off? Cannibal risk to wired circuits and a higher expectation that carriers price for redundancy. Money is flowing from single-path circuits to managed multi-path connectivity, a trend to watch over the next 6 to 12 months as MSPs bundle satellite with 5G FWA.
Zooming out, consumer loyalty and enterprise bundles only work if Verizon nails spectrum and capacity. And the political headwinds just picked up.
Two developments. First, rural carriers and consumer advocates petitioned the FCC to revisit Verizon's roughly $1 billion purchase of AWS One, AWS Three, and PCS licenses from Array Digital Infrastructure. Broadband Breakfast said the licenses cover about 8% of the U.S. population, and Law 360 noted critics questioned why staff approved it without a full commission vote. Second, Senator Ted Cruz urged the FCC to impose enforceable deployment requirements on T-Mobile's $2.9 billion sale of 800 megahertz licenses to Grain Management, warning against spectrum sitting underused for years.
So, the center of gravity is shifting from fast-track approvals to use it or lose it. Think build-out milestones, interim coverage metrics, and penalties becoming standard. That adds timing risk to M&A models and raises carrying costs for spectrum held by private equity or as balance sheet inventory.
It also shifts bargaining power. Rural operators gain leverage if conditions force earlier wholesale or roaming access. Private investment vehicles like Grain lose clock flexibility and face tighter capex obligations. And carriers with recent staff-level approvals, like Verizon on the Array deal, face the risk of reconsideration or added reporting in the next FCC meeting cycles.
The risk is that mandates get written faster than radios can be deployed, especially in low-band 800 megahertz with device ecosystem lags. If that timing's wrong, penalties pile up, and consumers still wait.
The commission can stage milestones tied to ecosystem readiness. But price changes now. Spectrum with hard deadlines clears at a discount, reshaping auction and secondary market bids. Money flows away from warehousing licenses toward deployment CapEx under clocks.
Let's hit enterprise. Tech Africa News reported Verizon Business and Ericsson are extending Ericsson Private 5G beyond U.S. borders through Verizon's international portfolio. That lets multinationals replicate U.S. private networks on overseas campuses.
Likely buyers now are manufacturing, logistics, and energy sites running robotics, computer vision, and other low-latency workloads. The draw is dual-mode 4G-5G with local data residency. Enterprises keep sensitive traffic on-prem. Simply Wall Street also flagged Verizon joining Anthropic's Project Glasswing for AI-driven cybersecurity, which supports the trust story for regulated industries.
I'd still push back on revenue timing. Private 5G deals are lumpy and services heavy. And as we noted when Starlink eyed urban markets, satellite keeps creeping into enterprise connectivity, now bundled with Verizon in that Big Leaf offer. Doesn't that fragment spend?
It fragments the underlay transport, not necessarily the wallet share for orchestration and SLAs. If Verizon can be the prime stitching private 5G, public 5G, and satellite into one managed service, it protects enterprise revenue, even when access is heterogeneous.
Execution will decide it. Cross-border private networks need disclosed multinational logos and campus counts, not just press releases.
Agreed. Watch H2 procurement cycles, and specifically H2 2026 RFPs, and whether Verizon cites contracted sites and backlog on earnings. Multi-region wins tied to industrial automation or AI vision workloads would validate the play.
Netting it out. On consumer, Verizon is simplifying plans and adding loyalty to defend its base while keeping premium pricing. With churn and ARPU mix, the test. In policy, use it or lose it pressure rises on the Verizon Array approval and T-Mobile grain sale, shifting leverage toward the FCC and rural operators. In enterprise, Verizon and Ericsson push private 5G overseas as satellite becomes the quiet resilience co-star.
The one big thing to watch, whether the FCC moves from staff approvals to full commission votes with enforceable build-out conditions in the next FCC meeting cycles. That decision will set spectrum pricing, carrier leverage, and how fast networks get built.